This is Lewis Navalier. It is Thursday, March 26. Well, everybody, I'm sure you're relieved by this incredible bounce back in the market. It is very, very impressive. That's the good news. But I got to give you the bad news now. The bad news is it's a dividend rally, and it likes low PE, high dividend yielding stocks. You know, yesterday on Wednesday, short-term treasury bill yields went negative, okay? And so everybody's just fighting for yield. And so that's the good news. And the dividend stocks were supposed to lead us out of this. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're not going to retest their lows or anything. So that's the good news. But now I got to be a party pooper and tell you the truth. So here's the truth. In the last 2 days, so this is Tuesday and Wednesday, the worst performing stocks this year bounced 11.19%. That's the bottom 10%. The best performing stocks this year bounced 0.25%. And I have a decile chart from our friends at Bespoke that break in worst performing to best performing stocks. You have to be very, very careful because I don't want you to buy this stuff. What I want you to buy is our stocks that have accelerating dividends that are going to keep raising their dividends. That's going to be harder to find now. I want you to buy stocks with strong sales and earnings growth. That's going to be a lot tougher to find. I want you to buy stocks with expanding operating margins. That's going to be a little bit tough for a while. And then, of course, positive analyst revisions, big earnings surprises. And, of course, very positive guidance. So I don't want you to buy the trash, okay? The stocks that just don't have the good fundamentals I demand. Now, you might wonder, why does the trash go up? It's simple. They're all in indices. So if you're an index investor, okay, they buy everything. And so what's going to happen is when you buy a certain index fund, you're naturally going to throw money at it. ETF spreads. You know, I'm looking at DVY right now as I talk to you. They have, rightly or wrongly, they have a 27-cent spread. So that's a little wide, okay? And so when you buy ETFs, please be aware you're not buying them at net asset value like a mutual fund. And ETF spreads tend to be very tight at the opening, at the close. There's a lot of academic studies that show that if you could buy them at the close, you'd do a lot better than if you bought them during the day. And that's all since inception. Doesn't matter if it's the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, or the Russell 2. So just be careful. You know, it's I know a lot of people like to trade the market. But, you know, somebody's making money on you, okay, because the spreads are wide. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm still in the midst of quarter and window dressing. I'm very happy with how my stocks are doing. But I expect this market to get very narrow very fast. I don't like to see the, for lack of a better word, the crap go up. And, you know, crap might float for a while, but it's going to sink. And so I don't want you to chase it, okay? And I want you just to stick with the high-quality stocks. As I do my reviews, I'm finding fewer and fewer stocks to buy, although I did find all those Asian stocks to buy last weekend. So there is hope. And, of course, the other big hope is President Trump would love to end the quarantines by Easter, April 12th. That's the good news. The bad news is there's going to be hot spots. They're going to have to remain quarantined. Probably New York, maybe New Orleans, we'll see. There's some very serious hot spots out there. So, but, you know, we have to get back to normal. The other thing I'm worried about is now that they're sending a direct deposit and checks in the mail to a lot of people that have been hurt, you know, hourly workers and things, what I worry is that if they don't restart in early April, the hourly workers are going to say, where's my April check? Because the workers are taking this money they're getting from the government now, from that $2 trillion plan, bailout plan, that they're going to take that money and help pay their rent and all that stuff. So they're going to say, well, what about my rent next month? So there's already talk that they need another bailout plan. And, you know, folks, it's that stresses me out a little. So In the meantime, Jerome Powell says he's got plenty of ammunition. He's doing the right thing. He's controlling credit markets. I don't think he's purposely trying to have negative yields on the 1 and 3 month Treasury bills, but that happened on Wednesday. But I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I'd like to know when everything's going to get lifted. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. For all you dividend investors, it's still buy, buy, buy. Although, my God, the rally since a week ago today has been incredible. And for growth investors, we're having a nice rebound, but I want you to own quality. I don't want you to own crap. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.